So yeah, the idea is to talk about isolation level in Postgres, compare it with other databases. We will see the concept and we will see also the practical usage from developer point of view. I'm Franck Vachaud. I have always been working with databases. Now I'm developer advocate at Sugarbyte, that is a distributed Postgres. We use the Postgres code for the SQL layer, but the storage is completely different. So let's start, if my clicker works. I have a question for you. So this is a picture of a car, obviously. Do you think the car is moving forward or backward? So think about it. Actually, it's not moving because it's a picture, not a movie. But the snapshot, the picture was taken when the car was moving. But I cannot tell you if it was moving forward or backward. Actually, there are two snapshots there because it was taken with a long exposure in during the night. So this is why you see this movement of the light, and also with a short flash taken either at the beginning or at the end. And this is why with the same movement you see different kind of anomaly there with lights in front or the other. So I'm showing that to compare with databases. Databases are always moving because people are changing data. And when we want to read it, we want to read to see a consistent view of it, of something that is moving. But the same, there are some anomalies that can happen because when you read, things change. So how can you solve this anomaly? One solution is to stop the car. You stop the car, you take the picture, and then you have a nice picture of it. But then the car cannot move. Another one is to take a movie of the car. And then when you want to see the full picture of a car, you can go maybe back in the movie and pause it, and then you can see it. And actually, databases do the same. They can stop the database for modifications with locks, or they can take a movie of the changes to be able to go back to the past. So two kind of implementations, and you find them in all databases mostly. You can lock what you read, and then it stops. It cannot be changed until the end of your transaction. Or you can read from a previous snapshot. So you lag, you don't see the latest changes, but you have a consistent point of view. If you have read books, learned about isolation levels, it was probably not introduced with the pictures I've seen. It was probably introduced with that. Don't try to read it. I will not even talk about that. This is what you find in most courses. This is what you find in the SQL standard, but actually no database implements that. That was defined before any implementation, and the modern databases do not work like that and do not provide those isolation levels, even if they put the name to match what is in the standard. They do not really do that. So let's forget about it. If you want to read about it, there are plenty of sources. I would like more to explain how the real databases work. And basically, the isolation levels that you find in modern databases, you find serializable that is very similar to what is defined in the SQL standard, but the others are based on snapshot isolation, like the picture we have taken. Okay, so I'm really saying that there is the SQL standard on one side, and there are the databases that you use on the other side, and there is a big difference. For the SQL standard, when SQL standard was defined, the idea was that users do not have to care about the others in the database. You just work, define your transactions, code your access to the database as if you are alone in the database. You do not have to lock explicitly anything. The database will do it for you. So, for the SQL standard, logs is something that can happen in the database, but not visible to the user in the SQL standard. There is no log command, for example. But in real life, in the real databases that exist today, this is not how it works. Most of databases are able to read from a past snapshot. They record the changes and they are able to read from the past so that they don't have to log too much. And the developers can also choose to log themselves some information that they don't want to change, to be changed by other transactions during their transaction. That's typically the select for update. You will not find that in the SQL standard. You will find the syntax for select for update, but not to log it. So yeah, big mismatch between the theory and how databases work. Before talking more about MVCC and defining it, I will introduce a few concepts. My idea is that there are many databases and they have many versions. You cannot learn, remember how everything works, but if you have the basic concept, then you can understand better how all those things are working. So I will explain a bit more what is special about SQL transactions, especially if you come from NoSQL databases. I will explain